Gracias.
Thank you, Vice President. The report by the Office of the High Commission is alarming. Costa Rica welcomes and supports the work of the office on this serious situation, and we also thank the office for maintaining its doors open to cooperation with Nicaragua despite the negative response from the authorities of this country. The Vienna Declaration Program of Action, which Nicaragua has signed, affirms that democracy, sustainable development, the rule of law, and respect for human rights are interdependent and mutually reinforcing. Recent reforms brought to the Constitution, which have been driven without any restriction or opposition by the highest hierarchies of the country, further weaken independent checks and balances in the state. And it is worrying that the explicit elimination of powers, which now are referred to just as bodies, and that the new co-presidents can coordinate with absolute and unlimited power the so-called legislative, judicial, electoral bodies, and as well the regional and municipal and oversight bodies. It is difficult to choose which human rights threat is most surprising, although without doubt one of the worst was the elimination of Article 36 of the Constitution, which guaranteed every person's human right to not undergo torture, inhuman treatment, or degrading treatment. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, do you believe that the minimum conditions for democracy in Nicaragua are being met? Are there today in Nicaragua legitimate democratic resources that could provide real justice for violations and human rights?